right, so we're in Sifra Kafayin Aleph. Kafayin Aleph is pretty much a straight Gemara, but an interesting concept. So the Torah tells us as follows. The Torah is really quoting from the Gemara. Yisrael shelov amos megay. So Yisrael borrows money from a non-Jew, v'nisgayer, and then lo and behold, he says, you know, I like these Jews so much, he becomes a ger in the middle of the loan period. So the Jew borrowed money with ribbis, and so what happens to the ribbis that he agreed to pay to the non-Jew? That's the who now is Jewish. So what happens with regards to that loan? So the Gemara lays out, well, imachil niskayer zokfu alav b'malva. So if until he was Megayer, I'm not sure what this is. The way it's translated is he combined it. That seems to be the way Rashi explains it. That he combined it. He said, instead of giving a bill of $100 plus $20 ribis, he tells him, you owe me $120. And the other person agreed to it. So in effect, what happens is then if the bill was announced as being $120 before the person converted, so he can collect the $120, the full $120. Sherei kodim shenisgayer, because before he converted, chazer kulo kekeren. It all became like the keren. If you would ask how much is the Jew in debt to the non-Jew becoming Jewish, his debt was $120 at the moment of conversion. So therefore, that $120 stays in place. Plus, at the time that it's established as being $120, it's considered as if it's collected already. Now, I'm not sure what they mean. When one gets a bank statement, you know, their mortgage statement, so it spells out, well, this is the amount of keren, and this is the amount of ribis. So I don't know if we're looking at that, or if we're just looking at the big number at the bottom of the page. Is that considered what zakfan is? I didn't really see a discussion of what zakfan is considered, but that's the din. If it's already established as being this price of the price plus the ribis, so then that price will carry through his conversion. The im, however, but if it's after he converted, that's when he decided to establish it, so then he only has the right to collect the keren and not the ribis. Okay, so perish via rush. Dafilu ribis sha'allah kodim shnis gayer asr likach. That even ribis that, if that's the case, meaning if the zakfan isn't taking place until after he converted, see, even ribis that accrued before he converted, he would not be allowed to collect. Okay? So it's $100, you're going to pay me $120 in a year from now, and 6 months in he decides to convert, so he doesn't get $100, if he was Zokef before, you know, whatever Zokef means, so he would collect $120, and if he wasn't Zokef before, he would only collect $100. He would not have the right to $110. That's the sheet of the rush. And that is the first thing that is mentioned. That's the first side. The second side is, okay, what about the opposite case? What about a guy, shalava me Yisrael? What about a Jew who borrows from a Yisrael?
So a guy
that borrows from a Jew. Yeah. So Beribis, with the assumption he's going to pay Beribis, then he's Skyer, and he converts in the middle. So I feel lozak from Bimalfa, Adla Achar Shinskyer. So I would think, if you would ask me before reading this, I would say, well, it's just the flip case. Right? It depends when the Zakifa took place. If the Zakifa took place before us, then he owes the money, carries through the gears, and if not, not. So comes the Gemara says, no, afilu lo zakfan b'milveh ad la'achar shnisgayer. Even if the malva was not zokef the loan until after the gears took place, gova keren v'ribis. He still has the right to collect the keren and the ribis. Right? So the din is not, it's not just the flip side. He can collect the Jewish malve who is collecting from the now Jewish love. So he can put the bill together and say, well, there was a ribis that you agreed to pay, so you're going to pay me that ribis. Shelo, why not? Why? So here the Gemara says, shelo yomru bishfilma osav shelzeh nisgayer zeh. Why? Lest people say that he converted for the money.
Is that lest people say, or lest the people
lest,
do it?
Lest people. Oh,
I mean, maybe it really would happen.
It's true. Although here it says shelo yomru. Yeah, the language of the Gemara is shelo yomru. Yeah, that's a good point. Shelo yomru bishvil meosav shelzeh nisgayer zeh. Lest people say that he converted for the money. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay, so anyways, Vahuadin, similarly Nami, lo zakfan alava milva, if he never was zokef, kivan shalova kishaya guy, sarkli for a ribis. So because he borrowed the money when he was a guy, he would have to pay the ribis. Okay? So far so good. Maybe it's a very interesting gazera, but okay. Are there any surim that are, like, is anything that's being violated here? So what about the following case? The person says, I owe you $100, and for every month that I don't pay, so I'm going to pay you $5 a month. Right? So now it's a year later, so that adds up to, so now it was $160. Problem is, halfway through the year, at $130, he converted. So does he owe $130, or does he owe $160?
Does the guy
who is now Jewish?
No,
right. So how much does he have to pay? So the chassav haramba she'ino nosin el ribis she'ala kolam she'isgai. Come on, he would only pay the ribis that accrued while he was still a guy, while he hadn't yet converted. Aval lomash ala achar she'isgai. But he can't pay ribis that accrued after he converts. One can't possibly say that, right? No, the Adoni Avi Harash says the Rash. No, Kasa Shenosin Afilu Ribis Sha'alol Achar Shnisgayer Ad Shas Piron. Then no, he would even pay ribis that accrued even after he converts. So how could one possibly say such a thing?
That's what I understood from before, because otherwise people would say that he converted to save the money.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it seems like
we'll see. So you think, well, it's logical. Okay,
he's still saving money.
So it's good that he's fine. So it's good that it's logical. That's a logical fulfillment of that gezeira. The only problem is, how can you collect ribbis from a Jew?
Well, he's died when he wasn't a Jew. I mean, all these questions with a guy who converts, complicated,
huh? Well, not that complicated. What's the...
The minute he becomes a Jew...
So one thing that we're not saying here, which is what complicates these things, is the idea of a ger is a canola dummy. That somebody that he's like a newborn person, therefore we wipe out the things in the past. That we don't say. And that very...
Another reason to convert.
What?
Don't know anything at all. I don't like
another ulterior motive to convert.
Hmm?
That would be another ulterior motive for a guy to convert.
That what?
He owes a Jew money. And
right, so that we don't say. So that we don't say. Okay, so question A is, so what is the Rush permitting here exactly? Right? The Rush seems to be permitting money that's accruing after the person converted. So how is that allowed? How is that possibly allowed? So so what would be the Isser involved? Why would I think that it's a problem? Is that an Isser d'Oraisa or is it an Isser d'Rabbanan? Is that money which is being collected, do we qualify that as ribis d'oraisa, or do we qualify that as ribis d'rabbanan? If it's ribis d'rabbanan, then I can understand. Okay, so the rabbanan put in a gezeira, just as they said that you would have to pay that ribis, there's also a gezeira to say that, and we're not going to let you off the hook simply because you converted, because we don't want people to say that, to say whatever they're, you know, what they're going to say. But what about if it's an issur d'oraisa? So the truth is, if you look at the Rush itself, he seems to say, no, it's an issur d'oraisa, and I'm going to permit it anyways. If you look at the last section of the Yosef here. So it says, "Vadunia viharash al kasef shenosein v'nasan tam," and he gives a reason. He says, "The afal gav isurei doraisa kavid, even though you're violating an isur doraisa, ish koach biad chachamim lakor davar min haTorah vafilu b'makom avera." The rabbanon have the right to be oker davar min haTorah, even when it's going to cause somebody to violate an avera. Well, in Yom Ha'a period. Now, that's a very questionable thing. Yes, there is such a concept as Oker Davar Min haTorah, but we generally don't assume we allow you to violate something B'kum Va'aseh. Here, they're actually encouraging the person to violate something B'kum Va'aseh. That you're saying, get up, pay the ribis, because we don't want people to say that your conversion was for ulterior motives. That's a massive chiddush. That's what the Rush holds. You got to trace back. I don't believe the Rush holds that in other areas of halacha. I mean, if that's the case, we could say, well, allow a woman to get married, even though we don't know what happened to her husband, because we don't want people to say that we're mean to women, right? You could come with a lot of things like that. So we generally don't assume that. We generally assume that the Chacham do not have the power to be Okidav Min haTorah, to allow somebody to positively violate an Avera. So how does one explain it here? I'm not sure how one explains it here. And then the Reis Yosef concludes, he says, "Well, Inyan Halach and Akhtin and Karam, we pass like the Rambam, Baharama, Vitamidi HaRashba, the Rabbim Din, the Chol Shekin, the Mistabir Tamayu." He says, we pass like all those people, A, because they vastly outnumber the Rush, and B, because they make a lot, frankly, they make a lot more sense. But the Rush said what the Rush said. Now, of course, the Mechaber controls what goes into the Shulchan Aruch. Yep. And the Ramah doesn't even argue here, but let's see how if this Rush makes his way into the Shulchan Aruch itself. So
the Rambam says that it goes according to when he converted. So
so it ends there. So he would only pay in the scenario we had before. He would owe $130, not $160. So comes the Mechaber and says, yeah, the same thing as we had before. Yisrael shalav amos mi'ovi kochavim. Yisrael borrowed money from a non-Jew, beribis, v'zakfan alav v'malveh, v'niskayer. And the malveh collected the money, or established a collection of how much money is owed, and then it became a ger. Imat shalom niskayer zakfan alav v'malveh, gove keren v'ribis. So if before he converts, he already had established that monetary amount, he can collect the keren and the ribbis, even though the ribbis is in theory accruing after the conversion takes place. But if the person converted already, go back keren below ribbis, and he can only collect the keren, he's not going to be entitled to the ribbis. Says the Shach for the first half here, the Shach comments, afilu ribbis sha'ola mishenisgayer, even the ribbis that comes after he was megayer, right? So you owe me $160, and that bill comes now, and it says, and really saying, you owe me $160 due next January, and the person converts halfway through the year. But because the bill had already said $160, so that's enough to commit them to be paying that $160. Even though part of it is for the fact that he'll be borrowing the money over the course of the time after the person has converted. The next shot comments, Veloha Ribis, Afilu Ribis Sha'ala Kodem Shis Gayer. He can't even collect the Ribis from before. So why not? So because of Ha goes by, when you mean Adin, Yachla Gavos Ma Sha'ala Kodem Shis Gayer. He should be able to collect that. If it's $100 with the $5 increment per month, he should be able to collect that first $30. El Shechachamim Tiknu Leilech Achar Zekifa Lahachmer. The Rabbanu Ramachmer here. Here also they're coming with the Chumrah. And this is the Rush's idea. Right? That the Rabbanan were Machmir in this case in order to avoid something. Masha Kasav Achar Zekifa Lahachmir of the Rabusa Kamar, Bakosha came Lo Zakfu Klal, the Usser Achba Meshalunis Gayer, that he is that is Usser even with that a person has not converted. Bechin Kasav Abach Velo Kaprisha. Fine. So they made their position stronger in that case. All right. Now, what about the more difficult part? Is the second half of Ovi Kochavim back in the Shulchan Aruch. Ovi Kochavim Shalova Me Yisrael. Ovi Kochavim that borrowed money from a Jew, Beribis, Vizaka Falavis Aribis, and established the cost of the Ribis, Bimilva. Afal Pisha Zakfan Alav Achar Shinis Gayer. Even though he didn't establish them after the conversion took place, Gova Esa Keren Vesa Ribis. He could collect the Karen and the Ribbis, right? Because, right, why? And he puts in the reason here. Shalo Yomru Bishvil Ma'osav Niskayer. Right, so people won't say that he converted for this reason. So how much is the Jew allowed to collect? Kol Ma'os HaRibbis Nischayev Behem Keshai Ovi Kochav. So he's passing like the Beis Yosef, like the majority of the Rishonim as the Beis Yosef, as he laid out in the Beis Yosef. So he could collect that amount. Comes the Shach and says, "Behuah dinami lo zakfan klal." Even if he wasn't zokef ever, I mean, what about if he wasn't zokef? What if he never made this collection? He just said, "You know, this is the ribbis amount." So we look and say, "Okay, until what month? Until what time did it accrue? When did he convert? Whatever accrued before he converted, he could collect. Whatever is after is after." This idea of zakifa doesn't necessarily happen. Continues the Shach, "Aval hu adin." There are those that say no. And the lashon of the Mechaber seems to follow the Rambam, and it would be good to be Machmer, seemingly siding against the Rush. So, yeah. Okay, so ultimately the Shach paskins against that Rush as well. But you're still left with that. How could the Rush possibly have said it? So, it is. still be wondering, because the Hilchos Binyamin doesn't ask a very powerful question. Even if you assume that that's correct, Hilchos Binyamin here in the last of the Biurim in Volume 1, the Rivets, says, let's say even if the Rush is correct, that one has the ability to be Oker Dov Min HaTorah B'Kum Ba'aseh in the case of a Lo Ta'aseh. He says, I don't understand something. This whole idea is only going to be a bidyevet situation. Because what could you do? At any point during this loan, the person has the right to pay you back. So the guy takes a $100 loan. 3 months go, 6 months go by and he decides to become Jewish, so now the interest is accrued to $130. So the Chacham says, why don't we just go after him at that moment to pay the $130? Why don't we just say, okay, and now you have to pay the $130. And what's the issue? The issue of, oh, he's going to convert in order to save himself the money. Well, so what? it will get rid of that requirement. It will get rid of that concern if you go after him at that point. Right, so the only concern then is, okay, well, what if you can't find him or the person doesn't have the money at that point?
But you could do a subterfuge. You could pay the money back and then he could just borrow another $100. I mean, you could. In other words, if he actually needed the money because he couldn't pay it back, you could just make two separate.
Right, right. Well, really, what you would need to go after him at that point for is the interest money, not the other money.
You're saying you should go for him before the conversion? Is that what you're saying?
Or at the point of conversion?
Well, before.
Right. Until more interest begins to accrue after the conversion. That's this point. Ideally, this whole thing the Rush should only be speaking about a case of bidyevet. You should have to return right away. That the lova won't be b'iser and the payment won't be b'iser. Why would we say the lechachila the rabbanim are going to go ahead and take away the money? Here's an eitzah. You can avoid the whole issue by just making sure the person makes sure the person pays. Right, and it's Arki, but he says, why would we acquire the ribbis? But then he turns around and says, and if that's the case, why do we have this whole din in the first place? I mean, if you have the ability to collect right away, so then this whole heter that the Rush is creating shouldn't be necessary. Just make it so that the person has to pay right away. I mean, the takana is that as soon as a person converts, they have to pay off all loans that they had when they weren't Jewish.
So that would be kind of it. Discouragement to
conversion. Well, we that's not a problem. that's not telling people to violate an Isser D'Oraisa.
No, it's maybe.
Okay.
No, that's not how we discourage.
So he says, "Me utzarchin, amai be'emes havidina hachi da'adarav." Right? How you chacham lomer shuiv from yad v'shuv lo hayatzari. Right? Chacham just say, pay right away. V'shuv lo hayatzarich lahatil let's say to ribas achachin. You won't have a need for this. So he gives two potential answers, but he doesn't like either of them. He says, "V'ulai chashu dilma loya efshelo lifro kodem zman apirod." Maybe just can't pay.
And he can't convert.
What? Right. So you can make. You could say that that's the rule.
Yeah. No, they
didn't want to do that. So he's asking the question. Why not? Maybe we put other hindrances in front of a person converting. So let this be also a hindrance. You have to pay off all past debts. And then he says another idea the Or Sameach has. The Or Sameach has says as following: Sha'ar b'zev achasul levar dasa rush shahilva yirtza lahaksir hachov ulifati min haribbis. I mean, what's going on here? The lovet wants to pay back the chov and be exempt from the ribbis. Aval hamalvet lo yirtza lekabel toks man halva. Right, the malva doesn't want to accept it during the time of the halva. He wants to make the ribbis. Ad sofas man shakavu. And therefore they said Vishfil Ma'osav will allow it. The Ratzlomer Kitesh Yocha Lahaksir Hamoos Toksman. So that he would be able to return the money within. I mean, what's he saying? He's saying the problem isn't that the Lova is not going to be able to pay back, it's that the Malva is not going to want to be found. And the Malva hears that the Lova is converting. He's got a contract out with him that he owes him $160. And the Malva is interested in collecting that $160. Mm-hmm. So what's the Malva going to do? The Malva is going to go and run and hide. So the right now I'm not going to collect the money. So the Dorsamiah says no. The Kiddush of the Rush is that we'll say at the time of conversion, the entire interest fee is due. That's what he's saying. The 100, we're not saying the last $30 is going to continue to accrue after the conversion takes place. The takana is that all that money is due now. That you have to, that the malva will be willing to collect this $160 and not include it. Problem is, that's not what the Rush said. Right? If that's the case, you're really getting rid of the ochre. You're really getting rid of the problem of the issur d'oraisa, which is not the Rush said. The Rush is perfectly happy to say that you're violating an issur d'oraisa. So that's a problem. And it concludes here. V'tzarchi and be'emes eich shayach time of the shema yomru the other rabbi chayav lahasir yet. Right? Why should we say shema yomru? Other rabbis just make him pay right immediately. And leaves it as a tzarachian. So that's the case perhaps with a lot of Hilchos Ribbis. To conclude with a tzarachian, this rush is a real collector's item. I mean, you got to keep this rush in your back pocket for a lot of other sugyas and shas, where the rush is willing to openly say, yeah, okay, dav min haTorah, seems to be ready to say okay, dav min haTorah, but kumva say, less people say that this person converted for an ulterior motive. You could say that maybe that's an extreme case. I mean, look, the less people say that somebody converted, we don't want people touching that, and maybe that's like some kind of extreme. But I don't know if we have really have a core for that. That we go so out of our way to make sure that people don't doubt other people's gairus.
Did the Shulchan Aruch like the Rush?
No, the Rush did not. He didn't pass like the Rush. He could pay all the money that's Ribbis that was chayv to him from when he was an Ovi Kochavim. He's passing like the Ramah against the Rush.
Oh, she's that one. Okay. Isn't that one? Alright, okay. So once he converts. Yeah. I guess there's a concept of discounted loans, which we used to learn about when I was in elementary school, where you pay all the interest in the beginning.
Okay.
You just pay the principal after that, I think. So let's say you borrow $100 from the bank and the interest is going to be $20 over the year. You pay the $20 up front and then you only pay off the rest. So that, if you do it that way, you know.
Okay, maybe that's what the Or Sameach was suggesting.
Maybe, yeah.
Right,
so we didn't get to never get to the. Shulchan reminded me of this, how much they still do it.